Coming to Grips, Hillary Clinton Attacks Donald Trump, Tulsi Gabbard. By Christina Wong on October 21, 2019. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton appears to still be coming to grips with her 2016 loss to Donald Trump. Earlier this month, Clinton claimed that she could beat Trump again, despite losing the election to him. Last week, Clinton made a bizarre claim that Russia was grooming Representative Tulsi Gabbard. DeHi, a 2020 Democrat presidential candidate and Hawaii Army National Guard major, and suggested she was a Russian asset. She made the claim on Campaign HQ, a podcast that is hosted by former President Barack Obama's aide David Plouffe. Clinton said of Gabbard, "I think they've got their eye on somebody who is currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third-party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. That's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not because she's also a Russian asset. Yeah, she's a Russian asset." On Sunday, she tweeted a fake letter dated October 16, 1962, from John F. Kennedy to Nikita Khrushchev that was supposed to emulate one recently written by Trump to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. She tweeted, "Found in the archives." Her use of the word archives prompted some online to bring up her 30,000 deleted emails from her own email archives. It also prompted mocking from journalists. Conservative show host Dan Bongino said Clinton was breathlessly spouting ridiculous conspiracy theories. "Trump broke Hillary. She's a shell of a human being now, breathlessly spouting ridiculous conspiracy theories to the few friends she has left. She is an awful, horrible person, as those who had the unfortunate experience of working with her know." A New York Times piece called Clinton a master troll who is living her best life, which also prompted some mocking. And not all of Clinton's former 2016 supporters are not amused by her recent activities. Her fake letter tweet prompted an expletive-laced argument between two of them over whether she should get out of the spotlight. Times political reporter Lisa Lehrer noted Clinton's increasing political activity over the last 2 weeks and raised the prospect of her joining the 2020 presidential race. Lehrer wrote, "Mrs. Clinton's return to the spotlight comes as a number of Democratic Party officials, including some major donors, activists and black pastors in early voting states, are privately wondering whether she should jump into the primary race. Clinton is promoting a new book with her daughter Chelsea, but she has also appeared at a Democratic National Committee fundraiser in recent days, according to reports. New, Hillary Clinton is hosting a big-dollar fundraiser for the DNC at her D.C. mansion, just around the corner from VP Mike Pence's house. The October 16 event is billed as dinner and conversation at the home of Hillary Rodham Clinton. The contribution level was a minimum $15,000, according to the invite posted online. Follow Breitbart News at Christina_Wong.